This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us right here on Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. I just praise God for just being so good. It's been a while, but I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation for me to be excited to see a brand new day. How many of you happy that you woke up on this side of heaven? How many of you happy that you made the wake-up list? If you excited like I am, come on and put your hands together and give God praise. I just got on here today to just encourage you this morning. This is a brand spanking new day. Come on, it's time to be encouraged that we're able to go out and be living epistles for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. My topic for today is praise break. The word of God over in Psalms said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And me personally, in Lolita chapter 1, it says, I will praise the Lord. I'm going to bless him no matter what it look like, no matter what's happening in my life, no matter what it feel like. I will keep words of worship in my spirit. I will keep praise on my lips because God is worthy. I thank God that we as believers can praise him for everything he has done. But let me tickle your spiritual fancy for just a couple of seconds by saying this. I'm also going to praise God Almighty for the things that didn't happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You probably saying, evangelist, what are you talking about? Let me expound on that. Lord, I want to praise you for the accident that didn't take place. I want to thank you for my cars that were not repossessed. Lord, I thank you that my home wasn't foreclosed on. Lord, I thank you for the plane that I was riding on. It did not crash. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to thank you for the sickness that did not come my way. Thank you for death not knocking on my door. Hallelujah. We have a lot of things to praise God for. And one of my favorite scriptures is I will bless the Lord at all time. It doesn't matter what it look like, for we are in the world, but we are not of the world. The Lord has been keeping us from evil. The Lord been keeping us. He's been keeping us and keeping us. The accidents that may have occurred around about us, it did not come nigh our dwelling. The shootings that may have occurred in your city, the bullet did not hit you nor your children. We have a lot to praise the Lord for. I'm so tired of hearing the saints mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. I'm reminded of a story about the children of Israel. Y'all know this story. Yes, over in Exodus and over in 1st and 2nd Chronicles, they were mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. And I can just visualize them just mumbling because they don't have this. They don't have the latest technology. They don't have the latest fashion. They're not living in the biggest house. They're not driving the most fanciest car. But did they not know that being able to open up your eyes in the morning? There was a song that was recorded. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Millions didn't make it. But I'm so glad I did. I'm glad. I was one of those that made it. I refuse to be a mumbling, grumbling, and complaining saint. You cannot bring that negativity around me because I know from where my help come from. I know from whence I've come. And if God can reach way back, if he can reach way down and pull me up, it wasn't me pulling myself up by my bootstraps. It was the Lord that yanked me from hell's gates. It was the Lord that yanked me from death's door. And all I can do is praise him. I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just got to praise him because this is real for me. It's real for me. I may not have the $1 million, the multi-million dollars in the bank account as of yet, but I know it's coming. seen. I may not live in the mansion on top of the hill, but I thank God for the mansion that I have. I may not be driving a Bentley as of yet, but I thank God for the Mercedes-Benz and the Volvo that I do have. I thank God for Jesus, for it is Jesus that laid the foundation. It is Jesus that showed me as I continue to learn about him. He's a never-ending story. He's a never-ending. You cannot learn everything about the Lord God Almighty. This is a learning process. And one thing I learned about Jesus, he didn't mumble, grumble, and complain. He came to do the work of his Father. He spoke that which he had heard his Father speak in his ear. The words were seasoned with grace and love. Through loving kindness, he drew us to him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord God, you made a way out of nowhere. When my back was against the wall, God, it was you. It wasn't the bank account. Hallelujah. I can say this, and I don't care who don't like it. It wasn't the ministry. It wasn't my church. It wasn't my pastor. It wasn't my parents. It was the Lord God Almighty that when my back was against the wall, because I'm a tither, I can prove him now in this, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour me out blessings I have not room enough to receive. And over in Amos chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 in Message translation, it says that I am God and I decree that I'm going to bless you. Blessings like wine pouring down the hills and the mountain. Blessings will overtake you one upon the hills of another blessing. That's the God that we serve. Why wouldn't I praise the Lord God Almighty? Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. I praise you, Lord, for the house that didn't burn down. I praise you for the money I didn't lose in the stock market with my cryptocurrencies. God, I just want to thank you for the family members that didn't lose their lives this year. Lord, I praise you for the stuff that didn't happen. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God. I thank God that I didn't lose a sibling. My parents are still in the land of the living. They're healthy and whole and in their right mind, still serving the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Strong. I thank God for Jesus, that sickness and disease haven't overtaken my family. Hallelujah, Rabba Sanderobokaya. I thank God that death didn't come knock on my door and grab one of my children or my granddaughters, but I thank God for Jesus that the blood covers. The blood covers. What do you have to be thankful for? What can you stop right now and praise God for? I thank God. I thank God even for the two legs that I have. The two legs, they function. They function the way God created them to function. And I thank God that I'm not one of a paraplegic. I thank God that the legs that I have are the same legs that I was born with. I thank God that I have all my fingers and all my toes. I thank God. We have something to praise God for. You may not be eating a steak dinner, but thank God for that which you have. You may not be eating calamari and caviar every day, but thank God for what you have. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's done and he's doing and he's going to do for me, my soul gets excited. My soul gets excited. My spirit gets excited. Tears begin to roll down my face because I know it was nothing but the grace of God that I'm still here. It was the grace of God that brought me through. It was the grace of God that continues to saturate me. It's the grace of God, the mercies of God. Narabos, I hear you, Holy Spirit. New mercies we are experiencing this morning. And I thank God for new mercies. I don't know about you, but I refuse to complain. I may not always wear a smile on my face, but my heart is filled with joy knowing that the same God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he is my heavenly Father. He is, I am the King's kid. And one thing about a king's kid, the king's kid don't have to worry about anything. Poverty cannot attach itself to the king's kid, because no matter what, the king is going to make sure his children are well taken care of. The king is going to make sure that his daughters especially look good, dress in the best, wear the best, look the best, eat the best, drive the best, live in the best. That's the king. And I serve the King of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We have something to praise God for. If you just look around your house, better yet, if you in a house, that's right there, something to praise God for. As I drove down the street on the other day, Volvo Parkway, on my way home, and to the left and to the right of my car, I saw homeless people. They took shelter just to protect themselves from the sun, up under a cardboard box. They had their children and their belongings. But I thank God for Jesus that I've never been homeless. I've never been without. Hallelujah. Because it's nothing that I'm doing, but it's because of the goodness and the mercies and the grace of God that we, the people of God, we live in lavishness. We live in the lap of luxury. We live in luxury. I've been all over this world and I've seen people just living in the ditches and the water and the feces of the animals. They live in, because they had no home. But we have something to thank and praise God for, because God been just that good. So Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you glory this morning. I give you praise. Father, I thank you for being God. I thank you that you said you will supply all our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Father, we are the seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus. And I thank you right now that every need has already been supplied. Every want, you said you are our shepherd, we shall not want. It has already been granted. And God, our desires, you said when we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires and hidden petitions of our heart. So, Father, I praise you this morning. I rise early to praise you. No one gets my praise. No one gets my worship but you, the Lord God Almighty. Father, and I thank you for just breathing life into me, even for those that's under the sound of my voice, breathing life into us, because it could have been another way. It could have been another way that our families would have been calling, dialing 911 to come and collect our corpse. But God, because of your grace and your mercy, you've given us another chance to praise you. You've given us another chance to worship you. And Jesus said, you seeketh such to worship you. So God, thank you for seeking me out. Thank you for seeking me out to worship you. My worship, it belongs to you and you only. And God, I give you glory. God, I give you praise, for you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you for being God. Thank you that there is none other that compare to you. There's no other that can even stand in the court to compare to you. Father, I thank you. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for the protection. I thank you for the breath of life, and I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that joined us right here for Faith Talk, and I am your host, Lolita Jones. I ask you to like us on our Facebook page, Life Changers Ministries, LCM, right there on Facebook. I ask you to visit our website, lolitajoneslive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com, and also download our podcast. You can download it right there. If you have an Apple phone, or even if you have an Android, you can still download Spotify. Hallelujah. Apple Podcasts, there are ways, because I'm on every platform. We are on every platform, and I thank God. I thank God. Join us right there on pray.com. It's an app, and you can also go to the website under Life Changes Ministries. You will see my face. You will see the ministry logo behind me. Join us, join us, join us, join us. join us. We thank God for you, you, and you. And I just bless God today just for our partners. I just want to do a shout out to all of our partners. It's because of our partners that's been sowing into this ministry for years that we can say that we are global, that we are now in over 21 nations. I thank God for Jesus. Someone gave me a pat on my back. I said, oh, and I took the hand off my back and said, no, all I can do is give glory to God. I thank God for the spirit of influence through his word. That's all it is, just word. It's not about a person. It's about the kingdom, and we are kingdom building, encouraging and equipping the saints as we win souls for Jesus Christ, as we win souls, telling them about the love of God, that he so loved them that he gave the best. He gave the best of himself when he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, as a sacrificial lamb. That we no longer need the bullocks and the bulls and the sheep and the lamb. We don't need their blood, because now we're blood bought through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for him today. So join us. And until the next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.